Get Your Hands on My Hips by X-Man-Hater. Read by Bessie Boo. The Black Shocks all joke about Brenna and Duncan as if there was never any question that Duncan would be into her, and for the most part, Brenna takes it all with good grace. But she hasn't dated anyone and has barely hooked up for a long time, and she really is out of practice. It's been more than nice these past few days of making out in every free moment they have to know exactly how much Duncan wants her, and how much she wants him. Brenna can't deny responsibility for all the sexting. He's doing his fair share now, but Brenna totally started it. Seriously, though, Brenna says, using her grip on Duncan's hand to stop his walking for a moment. They're almost back to his apartment in her car, and she doesn't want the night to be over yet. Thank you for helping me get Pat and Johnny home. That's way above and beyond for a first date. Duncan smirks at her. See, that's where you're wrong. This isn't our first date. In fact, I'm not sure it can even be called a date when you brought your whole team along. You liked it, and no, I guess it isn't our first date if you're counting all the times I showed up at your place of work and flirted with you, Brenna says. Which I kind of don't, to be honest. Hitting on someone while they're at work is kind of sketchy. I liked tonight, and I liked you coming in to flirt with me, Duncan says. I mean, I agree with you in general, but derby girls in my bar are generally too busy hitting on each other to notice me, and it was nice to get some of that attention. So if Andy or one of the other single girls had been hitting on you, that would have been just as good? Brenna's asking pretty facetiously. She's seen Duncan interact with everyone on her team, and it's never been like it is with her. But Duncan decides to answer her by pulling her into an utterly filthy kiss. Brenna opens her mouth and gives back all she's got. Nah. He says a moment later, voice rough, lips dragging down her throat to the hollow above her clavicle. Just you. Brenna says, reaching around Duncan's shoulders, running her hands down his back to cup his ass. She likes being his height, likes the way she can reach everything she wants to reach without straining her neck. She kisses him again and presses a knee in between his legs. It's probably too much for how public of a space they're in, but she gets immense satisfaction out of the way she can feel the beginnings of an erection against her thigh. She has big plans for that thing tonight. Good. Come on, you should take me to your place and show me some moves, she tells him, words whispered directly into his ear. Duncan's hands tighten around her waist, and then he twists out of her grasp, pulling her along behind him. Brenna considers making fun of him, but she's just as desperate to get him naked and finally look and touch her fill. They get inside without any more public indecency, and then they both stop holding back, towing off their shoes immediately. Fuck, Brenna says, pulling her shirt over her head and letting it fall to the floor. Duncan's doing the same just ahead of her, and she interrupts him to unbutton his jeans as well, making sure to drag her hand against his dick as she pulls them down. He hisses and grabs her hand, sucking two fingers briefly into his mouth before palming her ass through her short skirt. Brenna's cunt pulses with arousal as she watches him, and she retaliates by bending her head to suck on his nipple. Duncan bites back a moan and pulls her hands and head away from him. I'll let you tease me as much as you fucking want later, he says, tugging on her skirt and trying to move her toward the couch at the same time. But I'm gonna explode if I can't get my mouth on you right now. Brenna grins, ripping her sports bra off and flinging it aside before pushing her underwear down while Duncan finishes wrestling her skirt down and off. Technically, she says, fighting not to breathe too hard or too loudly, you already got your mouth on me 2 minutes ago. You're fucking hilarious, Duncan says, and pushes her down onto the couch. He spreads her thighs with one giant hand and dives right in, licking between her labia and over her clit. It's good, just the right amount of pressure on her clit. She's been wet for ages, and every pass of his tongue gets her hotter, her slick dripping down her thighs. Jesus, she moans. Harder, and get your fucking fingers in me, now. Duncan lifts his head, and Brenna watches his wet mouth, his whole face shiny with her, from her. She starts moving her hips and scowls. What the fuck does he think now means, anyway? She grabs at his hair, not too hard, but firm enough to get her point across as she pushes his head back to her cunt. He snorts, but goes back down, the flat of his tongue roughly pushing against her clit in rhythmic strokes. Then he finally gets two fingers inside, and Brenna shudders, pushing into it, trying to watch his back muscles moving, but getting distracted by the movement of his fingers instead. Her thighs start to shake, and she plants her feet against the couch cushions and chases the feeling sparking in her clit, orgasm rushing almost too quickly through her whole body when Duncan's fingers twist in just the right way and his tongue keeps up a steady pressure. It's good, so good, and instead of calming her down, it makes her hungrier. She's got at least two more orgasms in her, she decides, and she's gonna get them. Duncan keeps his fingers moving and his mouth on her until she's done, and pawing at him to pull off. Brenna's breathing hard and her hair is sticking up everywhere, like she's just finished a game, and she thoroughly enjoys the way Duncan's watching her as he sits up and presses a hand against his dick, obvious underneath his boxer briefs. "Bedroom," Brenna says, "and I swear to God, if you don't have a condom, I'm going to murder you." He smiles, slow and devastating, and grabs both her arms to pull her up. His mouth finds her and she cleans him up, sucking in the taste of her cunt and pushing her hips into his. "Jesus," he says when they break apart. "You're a bossy fucker." "You're into it," Brenda says, and prods him toward what she damn well hopes is his bedroom. It is, and she shoves him onto the bed before jumping on herself. "Yeah, I am," Duncan says, and Brenna can't remember what she said that he could be replying to, much too busy straddling him to push her cunt against the thick line of his dick, sending sparks up from her clit to her whole body. His boxer briefs are straining around his thighs, and there's a wet spot where his dick is leaking pre-cum. She wants to fucking destroy him. "I'm really fucking into it," he says, and, oh, right, he likes her being bossy. Well, in that case, he's in for a good night. She's really sure now about what she wants to do, precisely, and nothing short of him telling her to stop is gonna make her quit now. His hands are on her hips, but he's not trying to control her movements. He's just copying an extended feel, and if Brenna gets any wetter, she's going to float away, so she grabs around in the drawer on his bedside table until she comes up with a single condom. "It's not expired, is it?" she asks while ripping the wrapper open. Duncan gasps, looking up at her, his fingers clenching and unclenching on her hips as his dick pushes against her slick cunt through his underwear. "Nope," he says. "Got them... fuck. Got them a few months ago. The rest are under... under the bed." Brenna pulls away with what she feels is amazing willpower, moving next to Duncan on the bed. "Get these things off," she says, tugging at the waistband of his boxer briefs. Less than a minute later, she's smoothing on the condom and straddling him again. She doesn't hesitate. She's soaking wet and relaxed from her first orgasm, and she wants him in her yesterday. It's so, so good. The way Duncan stares at his dick as she slides down onto him. The way she immediately feels better, the ache in her cunt turning into a satisfied pulse of arousal. The way they find their rhythm almost right away. She takes it slow at first, but they can't keep it that way, and pretty soon they're fucking hard and fast. She's been guessing that the sex would be amazing, based on the dirty things he's texted her and their general chemistry, but it's even better than she imagined, and she doesn't give a fuck if she's putting too much pressure on their first time. They're gonna rock this. Duncan's face is damp, sweat beating on his forehead. He wipes a hand across it and then plants his feet firmly against the mattress and shoves up in her, hard, hands on her hips like he's magnetized to them. Brenna lets him drive for a few minutes, tilting her pelvis to help him get the right spot inside her, and she wonders if she can come like this. She never has before, always needs something on her clit, but Duncan's hitting every button she has. Maybe with practice, she thinks to herself, kind of wildly, and then Duncan's hand is on her clit, pushing between her labia and rubbing, almost too much pressure, and she clenches around him. Just a little bit lighter, she gasps. Oh, God, yeah. Keep it up and I'm gonna fucking come again. Duncan smiles, and it's not a friendly look. It's a predatory one. You can go after that, can't you? He asks, but it's not really a question. She nods anyway, and he keeps his thumb on the hood of her clit, pressing down in just the right direction, and she comes, this time in a slow burst that ends with her clenching her thighs in against him hard and shoving down onto him in short, shallow thrusts. The way his dick is rubbing against her prolongs everything, and she can feel him shivering under her. "Don't you dare come," she hisses, when Duncan looks like he might be about to lose it. "I know I'm hot shit, but you promised me another one." "I can wait you out," Duncan says, voice raspy, but sounding cocky and self-assured as he gets his rhythm back. "Maybe we can get you to 4, eh?" 4. Jesus Christ, the 6 is going to kill her. "I don't even know if that's possible," Brenna replies. She's gotten to 5 before by herself, but that had taken 3 hours and a very expensive vibrator, and she's not sure she can do that again. "We can only try," Duncan says, which makes her laugh, and gives him something to think about as she clenches down on him. He moves his hands from her hips to her breasts, letting her set the pace again, brushing fingernails against her nipples lightly, just enough to let her feel it. Brenna pulls his left hand up, sucks 2 fingers into her mouth, and the look on his face almost does her in. He's staring right at her, eyes dark and intense, and it might be scary if she didn't know him as well as she does. As it is, it just leaves her with the burning urge to see him come, third orgasm be damned. Hell, she doesn't need his dick for that, really. "Come on," she says, her fingers still in her mouth, tightening up as much as she can around his dick. "I'm gonna... fuck, Brenna, fuck, oh, fuck." Duncan moans, hips jerking erratically up as his dick empties into the condom, a surprised look on his face, like he can't believe what's happening. Brenna can feel it, moves her hips with him, trying to make it last and make it as good as possible. It's working, if the slack-jawed look Duncan's sporting is any indication. "Mmm," Brenna hums, keeping her movements steady until she feels him start to soften slightly. She heaves a sigh and lets him slip out, moving to lie next to him on the bed. It takes a few seconds, but he gets his wits back and takes care of the condom. When he looks back at her, Brenna swallows reflexively. He looks just as hungry as he did before he came, and she's suddenly sure that a third orgasm is still in her immediate future. "That was sneaky and underhanded," he complains, turning on his side and putting his whole hand on her vulva, encouraging her thighs to close around his wrist. "And it's not getting you out of this. I keep my promises." "Yeah, you do," Brenna says, chasing the pleasure his hand's giving her, her labia rubbing over her clit and bringing her back to the edge in no time. "Come on, harder." Duncan leans down to bite at her nipples, and she squeezes her thighs together so hard she's slightly worried about his hand, but the thought is gone as soon as she tips over the edge again, at once both sharper and fuzzier than the first two. When it's over, her head's swimming and her thigh muscles are aching, and she's pretty sure that sex with other people has just been completely ruined for her. She doesn't give a fuck. She's keeping this one, Jesus. "Did I deliver or what?" Duncan says, a teasing grin edging onto his face. "You delivered," Brenna replies. She's way too fucked out to play coy or tease him back. 5 stars, 10 out of 10, etc. Jesus, I need a breather. Duncan brushes a hand down her side and she shivers. "Just say when and we can start working on 4, he says, and leans down to kiss her. Yeah, Brenna's not worried about how much Duncan wants her. She's just worried about ever making it out of bed again. "Stop thinking," Duncan says, nipping at her neck before kissing her deeply again. Brenna gives in, and pretty soon thinking about anything other than Duncan and what she wants to do to him next is the last thing on her mind. The end.